Hi there, and welcome to your first installment of the Panic Attack Recovery Newsletter. I'm Matthew Wagner. I'd first like to say that I'm extremely pleased to see that you have taken a step with regard to your own anxiety, panic attacks, and even possibly agoraphobia, if you are suffering from agoraphobia too. I want to first start out with some introductory information. This introductory information is critical to ensuring that you obtain the most from my newsletter. Number one, you need to ensure that you receive all of my newsletters. So what I mean by that is my newsletter installments. So by adding the following email to your contacts safe senders list, you'll be able to avoid missing installments, or at least help mitigate against that. So that email that you need to add to your contacts safe senders list is support@panicattackrecovery.com. It would be the originating email address that all installments come from. So if you were to hit reply, you would see an email address in the reply to field, and that would be the email address that you need to add to your safe senders list. If you're unsure how to add this to your email contacts list, then just go ahead and reply to this email and say, please send me the instructions on how to add an email to my safe senders / contact list, and I'll go ahead and send you the link which provides the information to you. So the number two point I want to make with you is I want you to avoid being inundated with information. Often what happens to folks who are suffering from anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia is that they constantly keep seeking more and more information rather than spending enough time with the answers that are offered to them. Now this is certainly understandable. It's something that I did. However, and more importantly, there is an alternative. That alternative would be to spend an adequate and regular amount of your time following the suggestions that I will provide in this newsletter series. I will be sharing real and valuable information that can work. However, this is not likely workable if you are constantly inundated from various online sources of information, especially if they're telling you different things, or if you're spending time with folks who are constantly trying to sell you the latest all-in-one solution. So why not give the suggestions a real chance by focusing on what I have to offer? You can always keep track of your other sources of information. If you're unsatisfied with the newsletter for any reason, then you'll be able to go back to them anytime. Now most newsletters, if you're subscribed to a variety of newsletters, they have an unsubscribe link at the bottom of the message. So whenever something is sent to you, there should be an unsubscribe link if you scroll down far enough. Just make sure you don't unsubscribe from this one. Now, here we go with installment number one. In this first installment, I'm going to discuss my experience with anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. This installment is more important because it yields some great lessons on how, today, you can get started with your recovery. You might be thinking something like, you don't know me, Matthew. How do you know I can recover? What are your qualifications? It is true, I don't know you personally. However, I was a person who had crippling anxiety and very scary and long panic attacks. These unrelenting and debilitating panic attacks and anxiety led to agoraphobia. I thought I was losing my mind. I attended the emergency rooms of hospitals multiple times thinking that I was having a heart attack or going crazy. It can be very scary, especially if you don't get the help you need. I was not able to go to work for quite a while. I was not able to leave the house. I continually lived in fear of another attack. Even between panic attacks, I experienced very bad, generalized anxiety. I feared going to sleep because I felt anxious. I also had anxiety enter into my dreams, and I would wake up with anxiety. This is when it really got bad because it felt as though there was no escaping it. Now, you've probably had the experience of a bad dream, and on one level, you know you're dreaming, and you're waiting to wake up, and then you do wake up. Well, this is how I felt, but the dream didn't end. When I was awake, many times I felt as though I was not in reality, but I was in a sort of altered reality, if you will. That's how it felt, anyway. This is very scary, and I'm sure I don't need to tell you that, and I'm not telling you this to scare you, but rather to tell you what I went through and got over. The good news is that these problems can be manageable, even overcome, and I believe you can get through them. I'm referring to anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. Today I live 100% panic-free and believe that you can too. More and more research is demonstrating many people are able to get through anxiety, panic attacks, agoraphobia with certain techniques that I'm going to share with you in this newsletter. It may be that your journey is not as hard as mine, or it may be a little more difficult. However, I believe that you can be helped, and not only learn to manage your anxiety and panic, but you can live the life you've always wanted. You see, once I was able to get past the panic, I was really able to experience enjoyment for the first time in my life. Well, that's how it felt, anyway. I could just be and be happy. Ultimately, I believe that my journey through anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia was the best thing that ever happened to me, because after going through it all, as I said, I really learned to enjoy life. Ultimately, I became more assertive, more confident, and learned to live a happy life. As someone who is going through severe panic right now, this may feel like too much to take in, and that's okay. I can appreciate that you might be concerned about getting over the panic. That will be your real focus. It's not about overall wellness or living a happy life in that broad of a sense, but rather just getting over the panic. I understand that. You might be thinking that the scenario of recovery seems unbelievable, but please don't think that way. If you are convinced that you can get better, even if that's in the back of your mind, then that would be very helpful. On the other hand, if you think that you can never get better, then this is only going to add to your anxiety. But I'm convinced if you give the suggestions presented in this newsletter a try, that you can get better. My journey through anxiety and panic attacks has allowed me to do an abundance of research on anxiety, panic attacks, agoraphobia, depression, stress management, and overall wellness. I soon learned an abundance of tips and keep learning tips every day for not only beating panic attacks, but living the best life that I can live. The experience of panic attacks, anxiety, and agoraphobia really allowed me the opportunity as well to meet a wonderful psychologist who was able to help me learn many things. Once I got over my panic attacks, I began consulting with people who were suffering from anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. I started informally doing some consulting, and in the process, I received some positive feedback, which encouraged me to keep going in this direction. What really helped me in relating to others is that I had truly experienced the things that these people were experiencing, and had lived and learned the lessons, so people felt my sincerity. I decided I wanted to share everything I learned along my journey with other people who have suffered and who are suffering from panic attacks, anxiety, and stress, and agoraphobia. I'm not suggesting that everyone is the same, but I do believe there are many common threads which can be helpful to learn, and we can understand and then continue to build on our understanding, and that will be very helpful in recovering from anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. Again, if you can maintain a belief even in the back of your mind that you can get better, and you are willing to try the things I'm suggesting, then I think you'll discover you can get better. I'm going to level with you, though. My getting over severe anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia was not a matter, rather, of just taking some medication and doing some stress relief. I had to be willing to make some changes. Changes for the better, mind you, but changes that allowed me to improve over time. I did a ton of research about panic attacks, anxiety, agoraphobia, mental health, and this included consulting with various professionals, studying other people who had experienced panic and gotten over it, and just generally reading tons of information on the subject and making my own opinions about what really worked after I became informed on the subject. And I also experimented with things to see what would work best. The real point here, though, is that I treated my experience with anxiety as a life change, for the better, and getting over anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia was inevitable. What's more, the other bad habits I'd acquired over the years dropped off, and I felt as though I was in a much better position to live the life I'd always wanted. It was not an overnight process, but it certainly was an effective one, and I wouldn't change it. What I really want to express is that I will be sharing with you many effective techniques and information. I think the best approach is an eclectic one. In other words, I'm talking about a combination of techniques and suggestions, tailor-made for you by you. The reason is simple. We each really steer our own life in the direction we want to go. You hold the reins, but it's through life's events that we continue to evolve on our life journey. We can learn, you know, what's best for us, and we can really learn that we are the agents of change. No one else is. In addition, these things may end up sparking an interest in you, and you will do your own research. That's the idea. These things meaning the suggestions throughout the newsletter. You see, we are all individuals, and it is in recognizing that individuality and in turn learning to know what feels right for us that we can transform the challenges in our life, be it panic, anxiety, or whatever. So I just want to recap on some of the lessons from today's installment. The first critical fundamental of recovery starts with the belief that something is possible. That something I'm referring to is recovery. So recovery is possible. Without this belief, any chance of recovery is blocked. Number two, use enlightening experiences to help you keep going. Remember how bad my experience was and many others' experiences have been, yet they have turned it around. Such enlightening experiences are critical when you are going through rough times. Number three, you must be proactive. You must be the person who takes charge of your recovery. Others can certainly help you, and that's what I intend to do, but ultimately, you are the person that needs to be the agent of change. This fundamental is critical in your transition from becoming a helpless victim to a recoverer. Number four, make a commitment in your mind and then write it down or otherwise record it so that you can continually refer to the fact that you are willing to consistently apply the lessons that I will share. You need to constantly remind yourself, and that's why writing it down is so important. Now, in the next installment, I will build on the information shared in today's installment and explain the process of a panic attack and how you can use information about this process to your advantage. I would like to thank you very much for listening to this installment, and I will speak with you in the next installment. Take care.